Blessed are the peacemakers, who are the true children of God. Many devotees of many different religions claim to be the children of God. And many of these so-called children of God slaughter their brothers and sisters in the name of God. Christians, Muslims, and Jews use the violence advocated in the Hebrew Bible to justify their violence. After all, they say, Moses says, if there is serious injury, you are to take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. Before condemning others, Christians should note that in the past 1,000 years, there have been more devastating wars among Christian states fighting each other than between Christian and Muslim states. And predominantly Christian states have killed more Jews and Muslims than predominantly Muslim states have killed Christians or Jews. Jesus treated the Hebrew Bible, our Old Testament, as his authority. But he interpreted the law according to the prophets, especially Isaiah, whom he quoted at the start of his ministry. Jesus' devotion to peacemaking was inspired by Isaiah's vision for peace. Jesus knew by heart how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. He knew a bringer of good news will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not quench. The prayer for his people, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, was his prayer. John the Baptist introduced Jesus at the beginning of his ministry as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We know the word lamb is not meant to be taken literally. Jesus was not a lamb, but a man. However, the word lamb is used to describe the kind of man he was. He was a lamb of a man, pure and peaceable, not duplicitous and dangerous, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Jesus, the Lamb of God, sought to develop communities of what he called flocks of sheep at the grassroots. Sheep was a seemingly innocuous but essentially countercultural term that Jesus used to describe people who lived with wolves, but who refused to become wolves themselves. I want you to live your lives, he said, as sheep, even in the midst of wolves. Be shrewd, but always be harmless. Always treat other people as you would like them to treat you, he said. Even do good to those who do evil to you. Love those who hate you and bless those who curse you. Don't ever be afraid, he said to his flocks, of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Jesus argued for a different approach to that taken in the Mosaic law that legitimated retaliation. You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and a tooth for a teeth. But I tell you, Jesus said, do not resist or retaliate against an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Jesus told his disciples, you should always be ready to die, but never to kill for your faith. So under his guidance, the Jesus movement became a Jewish peace movement. For 3 centuries, Christianity was a completely pacifist movement. The apostles taught Christians the pacifist principle, love does no harm to its neighbor. Paul said, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the sight of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge. On the contrary, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. When Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, Ambrose and Augustine developed a set of criteria to call those in power who make war to be accountable to the principles of justice. They argued that in order for a war to be conducted according to the principles of justice, it would need to meet 8 specific conditions. 1, it would need to be motivated by a just cause. And the only cause considered to be just was to stop the killing of large numbers of people. 2, it would need to be administered by a just authority. Duly constituted authorities had to proceed carefully according to due process before taking action. 3, it would always need to be a last resort. After all means of negotiation, mediation, arbitration, and non-violent sanctions had been exhausted. 4, it would need to be for a just purpose, to secure the welfare, safety, and security of all parties in the dispute, including the enemy. 5. It would need to be a reasonable risk, not a futile gesture, but a realistic venture with a reasonable hope of success. 6. It would need to be cost-effective. The outcomes of victory would outweigh the human costs of battle. 7. That any government intending to go to war should announce their intentions, articulating the conditions that would need to be met to avert it in order to avoid going to war if at all possible. 8. That if the war were to go ahead, not only the ends but also the means would need to be just. Non-combatants must be protected. Once combatants surrender, they too must be protected from slaughter, and all prisoners must be protected from torture. According to these criteria, our current wars are not just wars. As Christians committed to peace and justice, we should robustly oppose these hostilities and actively seek reconciliation with our enemies. Christ says that only committed peacemakers have a legitimate claim to be called children of God.